From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington. Islamists claim responsibility for Baghdad attack. Islamic State extremists have claimed responsibility for a suicide bomb attack on a state-run gas facility north of Baghdad today that killed 11 people and wounded 21 more. A suicide bomber exploded a car near the front gate of the gas production facility at around 6 a.m. local time. Following the explosion, another van carrying at least six more terrorists wearing explosive vests gained access to the facility. A spokesman for Baghdad Operations Command said after about an hour of shooting, security forces were able to neutralize the men, but not before they were able to set fire to three of the facility's gas storage containers. Five men are under arrest in Australia on terrorism-related charges. Police arrested them for attempting to sail to Indonesia and then travel on to join Islamist groups in Syria. George Brandis is the Australian Attorney General.
These people had been under surveillance for quite some time. That's the reason their passports were cancelled, because they had been under surveillance and their intentions to travel to the Middle East to engage in terrorist war fighting were known to the authorities.
The men are scheduled to appear in a Queensland state court Monday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Saudi Arabia, preparing for a new round of talks later this week on the conflicts in Syria, Libya, and Yemen. Kerry meets today in Jeddah with several Saudi leaders, including King Salman, to discuss the regional conflicts. Later, the top U.S. diplomat will fly to Vienna, where he will meet with the Italian foreign minister. From Washington, this is VOA News. China's defense ministry expressed its strong dissatisfaction with the United States, criticizing an annual report by the U.S. Department of Defense as misrepresenting the country's military development. The Defense Department report to the U.S. Congress, issued Friday, said that China was focused on developing and weaponizing the islands it has built in the disputed waters of the South China Sea, so it will have greater control over the maritime region without resorting to armed conflict. Multinational forces fighting the Islamist extremists of Boko Haram arrested five of the group's leaders and freed dozens of captive women and children, according to Cameroon's government. Authorities reported that the raids, targeting Boko Haram bases in the northern Madawaya forest earlier this month, freed 28 children and at least 18 women. The news came as several West African leaders, the French president, and top British and American diplomats gathered at a summit in the Nigerian capital Abuja to discuss regional security and strategies to fight Boko Haram. The campaigns for and against Britain's European Union membership has intensified, with anti-EU figurehead Boris Johnson saying the bloc's current structure is doomed to fail, and pro-EU Prime Minister David Cameron warning that a British EU exit will trigger economic recession. In a newspaper interview today, Johnson, a former London mayor, referenced the failed military campaigns of Napoleon and Hitler to consolidate the continent under a single government, and accused the EU of an attempt to do this by different methods. Johnson also spoke about the upcoming vote on the issue.
Because if the negotiations have proved one thing absolutely clearly, it is that this EU has changed out of all recognition from what we signed up for. Those negotiations, those abortive negotiations, have proved that this thing is going in completely the wrong direction and that all our attempts at reform are hopeless unless we vote to leave on June the 23rd.
Afghanistan security forces said today they have halted advances overnight by the Taliban on a key northern city and inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy. The fighting on the outskirts of Puli Kumri, capital of Baghlan province, erupted when the Taliban overran several villages and security outposts. The economic and political crisis in Venezuela has deepened as President Nicolas Maduro threatened to seize closed factories and arrest their owners, whom he said were trying to sabotage the country. Maduro spoke to supporters at a rally in Caracas as the country struggles to deal with food shortages, rapid inflation, and riots. I'm Susan Yaki in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.